You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hey, I'm Nat Hathaway, and you're listening to 95BFM.
Kia ora, Nat Hathaway.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Brand new album on the way. Nat, you must be ecstatic, excited.
Very stoked. Yeah, put out 3 singles last year, and just had enough to make an album. And I feel like nowadays it just seems a bit less common to do the full album, you know, especially for a first kind of thing. But I just thought, you know, they were just sitting there, just going to put them out, you know.
Tell me about writing throughout 2023, or that process leading up to the releases of those.
Yeah, well, it all kind of started, You Would Hold Me. That was probably the first song I properly wrote, minus a few just random stuff from high school. I owe it all to, if anyone's had the Max Showboat Hazy IPAs, I was just at home one day, had a few of those, and just made this chord loop. It was just the 2 chords in the verse, which is like just looping. And it had that kind of rhythmic pattern, like da, 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 da. And I just heard that and I just looped it and I just listened to it for like half an hour. It was like riffing off these melody ideas. And then I was like, oh man, that's actually pretty sick. And then I got this little drum loop going. And then, yeah, it all just happened very quickly after that. I just recorded everything that night. And the funny thing is the bass line, because I'm a bass player. It's my main instrument. Yeah, I just did that in one take. Most of it, I thought, because I was a little bit tipsy by this point, and I was like, tomorrow I'm going to re-record that and like get it better. And then I got up in the morning, like, I couldn't play it. I still can't play it like properly. Like the articulation I had, and I don't know, there's just something really special in that, like those few takes I did. And I just left it, didn't quantize it. It's just, I don't know. I mean, I've studied bass, so I can play relatively well, but just the way I played it, I don't know. I still listen to that and just, I'm like, yeah, man, that's so groovy. And yeah, I just look back at that with real fond memories, because we were living in a bit of a like crappy flat at the time. And I think it just added this kind of weird vibe to it. It was just a bit kind of quirky. Some weird sounds in there, like some real unusual kind of instruments that just from this weird synth I had. And yeah, I really like, it's probably my favorite song I've written, I think.
You've been on BFM a few times, however, this is obviously just yourself. So your sound, your music, how would you best describe it? I mean, Red Raven has described you as this 70s style blue-eyed soul pop. Take and listen to your tunes. I'm sure people can sort of feel the 60s and 70s influence there, a bit of indie pop and a bit of indie disco, but in your own words.
Yeah, I definitely... Yeah, agree with that. I think it's definitely heavily influenced by 60s and 70s in particular. I'm obviously like a huge fan of 60s pop and 70s disco. Like, I'm probably the biggest Bee Gees fan of all time. And I put it down to, I've summed it up in 5 words. So I call it the 5 B's. So you've got the Beatles, the Beach Boys, the Bee Gees, Burt Bacharach, and the Zombies.
Creating your sound and really, you know, creating yourself as an artist, or building yourself as an artist rather, how did that come to you? You mentioned that you've played in some bands. Has the music been similar to the bands that you played in, or have you kind of created the sound over time?
Yeah, it's definitely not too similar to anything I've played in. My kind of main gig is in a kind of reggae / soul band called Messiah. I'd say that's definitely given me more confidence as like an artist, because we play on some kind of big stages and stuff. But in terms of pure the sound, it's just come from my own personal listening, because I studied jazz, so I was playing lots of jazz stuff. And yeah, it just never quite clicked as much with me as opposed to 60s music and 70s stuff. Yeah, so I'd say definitely, yeah, it helped me grow in confidence, but it wouldn't, doesn't influence my sound at all.
Maybe I was wrong for thinking you could be the one. Maybe you're just hesitating, waiting for that sun. Hidden in your mind is golden.
Back to this debut album, I'm sure you must be looking forward to it. The people that listen to your music must be looking forward to it. 3 singles that have already been released will be featured on it. What can you tell us about the rest of it? What can people look forward to?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some similar vibes to those three singles on the album. Few pretty goofy ones. I don't know. I feel like they're almost taking the piss, but aren't. You know, there's. I'll use one as an example. I took a sample from the show Brotown.
Oh, excellent.
There's one famous quote in one of the episodes. He's like, "I'm going to the pub. I may be sometime," and I just like chopped it up, and I was like, "I really like this," and I just built a song around the dad, who's like this alcoholic, like wears a white singlet and is always just, you know, being a goofball. And I just thought, I'm going to write a song about meeting this guy and just going to the pub with him, you know, and like discovering you're kind of quite similar. Yeah, it's a very strange song, but the way I wrote it, it's just got a heaving disco beat behind it. And it's just like quite a hooky disco song. But if you break it down, it's about like a sad alcoholic dude. But I kind of made it a bit quirky. So there's stuff like that and just like kind of satire. But I don't know. I like the way it sounds. It's definitely got hints of all that 60s stuff, but it's quite modern sound. And the drum samples are all quite clean and quite, yeah, thrashed. I got my flatmate Andrew to master it real loud. And yeah, so it's heaving. It's definitely heaving. Not like an electronic way, but it's like, it's heavy indie music, like I would say, yeah.
Big thank you to Nat Hathaway for coming on the show. May 3rd, his album Hold Me comes out. Go pre-save it on your preferred streaming platform. Also, May 10th at Ponsonby Social, he is having his album release party. Tickets from Under the Radar. Make sure you do go check him out.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.